I was surprised to hear someone say recently that they didn't think that wisdom was accumulated.
So when they couldn't become enlightened.
Can one ever refer to any qualities such as wisdom as being lost?
Lost from dinner?
Lost to
the other world? Other
lost forever. Because what is accumulated
so
is what is accumulated.
The meaning of accumulation from one to another world can be lost.
The reason I mention it is someone quoted recently from the Dhammapada, and I checked the Pali, which says that wisdom arises from practice, and without practice it is lost. So this was used in an argument as to why it's not accumulated. So there's an idea that all wisdom that has been previously accumulated, if there isn't any development, like, for example, if there's rebirth in a hell realm, that it's just lost.
Can we say lost from that particular moment, but not forever?
Right. My answer was lost in the sense of no conditions to arise later.
That can be lost, all akusala can be also lost. Yes.
Very good.
But didn't they say it was a Devadatta who lost his magical powers?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the same thing?
No conditions? With conditions.
Well, I don't know. Like
another life, another
there
time.
There might be conditions for that.
He would become Bhajaga Buddha.
Devadatta.
I have a few more questions on Ayatanas. We talk about Ayatanas as meeting points. Now, there's a meeting point whenever certain dharmas arise together. For example, when there is visible object and eye base and seeing, there is a meeting. So at that moment, there are the various Ayatanas arising. Why do we refer to those dharmas as meeting points? I'm just thinking in terms of meeting point as translation of Ayatanas, because the meeting point isn't just one Ayatana.
One or two or three or four.
Must be one or two or three or four. But
just one can be said meeting, right?
Cannot be. So it's only when there is the arising of those different Ayatanas that there is a meeting, but the meeting itself is not the individual Ayatanas.
They come together then. They meet then.
But I don't see how we could translate the individual Ayatanas as meeting points or coming together.
With the eye sense, eye base, and this were object, can they be seen?
No.
So?
Well, it's the meeting of the Ayatanas, of the...
Each one.
Of each one, yeah.
Oh, we can say moment instead of point. What is there in that moment?
In the text for Ayatanas, it actually suggests, for example, this is the commentary to the Abhidhammata Sangaha, it gives many different definitions of Ayatanas, places of dwelling, distribution, meeting, production, spheres, and then it talks about why it's a sphere, why it's a place, and why it's a meeting point. So here it seems to suggest that the meeting point is only one aspect, but it also talks about the place of arising.
I think that just as there must be all these realities together, right?
Yes,
there.
Yes.
So it depends on the word we use.
Yes. Everyone always thinks in terms of the Ayatanas as the outer Ayatanas being the objects of the inner Ayatanas, like visible object is the object of seeing, but one can't talk about the outer Ayatanas as being the objects of inner Ayatanas, because when it comes to Dhammayatana, these are not the objects of the Manayatana, because Dhammayatana refers to Chetasikas, Subtle Rupas, Nibbana, and doesn't include concepts. So it's the coming together of the various dharmas. However, many people, many writers talk about the doors and objects for the arising of consciousness. And if I say, oh, it's not the doors and the objects, but then in the text, it does say here, the six internal spheres which are the doors and the six external spheres which are their objects.
They are, but we are talking about the Ayatana. Even they are object or the doorway, but now we are talking about Ayatana, the aspect of Ayatana.
I see. But when you say they are, for example, if you say the inner Ayatanas are the doors, well, only one of those cheetahs is the doorway, the rest of the cheetahs are not doorway, only the boangu or cheetah is the doorway.
It also depends on that doorway as well. The rest, not just only one cheetah.
Right.
For example, some of the tuna also depend on the eye sense, eye base.
I see. And you can say all the other mind or cheetahs depend on the doorway on the one group of cheetah in the mind door.
We don't have to talk about a doorway when we talk about ayatana, because different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
As ayatana, as dhatu, as dvara, as object.
I see. Now these are the 12 ayatanas, the 6 in ayatanas, which are the doors external.
Just ayatana, we don't have to mention the door. Because you see that at that moment when citta arises, it's not just ordinary chakkhupasata, which conditioned by karma arising and falling away, but that particular one is there. So it depends on whether we talk about doorway or not.
And then when it says the 6 external, which are their objects,
it should be 6 ayatana instead of 6 arama.
Right.
Because we are now talking about ayatana.
Mm.
Otherwise, we'll have to say that except concept or things like that.
I'd have to look at the Pali. This is a translation of the commentary of the Abhidhammata Sangha, and it says which are their objects. So probably in the Pali it says aramana. So
I think that it probably ayatana.
Ayatana. Yeah. I'd have
but
to check.
People usually use aramana, even in Tipitaka itself. That's why we have to be careful.
I see.
When we talk about ayatana, we talk about ayatana. Mm. When we talk about aramana, it's different.
So you mean that even if it says aramana in the Pali, it's actually referring to ayatana?
To aramana.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, when it refers to ayatana, it must be only ayatana. Like tamayatana, you shouldn't think about tamaramana.
No.
Because we are not talking about tamayatana.
Ayatana. So you think probably in the Pali here it would have ayatana?
Even in Pali, because I think that they use the term tamayatana when they talk about ayatana. But when they talk about aramana, it's not tamayatana,
no.
It's tamaramana.
Yes.
Even in Thai translation, we have to change too. They don't think about the difference.
Yes.
Because we can understand the difference.
Yes.
See? So when Dhamma is Dhamma, it cannot be wrong.
Mm.
Can you say a bit about the importance of ayatana as their meeting point, meeting place?
Can that be seeing without visible object?
No.
It has to be there.
Yes.
And can there be seeing without the eyes?
No.
It has to be there.
Right.
Can there be seeing without jivasikas?
No.
They have to be there.
Right.
Just a moment of reality arising by conditions.
So if you keep reflecting, you know, instead of watching the movies, watching the drama, it's a waste of time.
Yes.
Yeah. But there are Dhamma as well.
Yes,
true, yeah.
Yes.
You can reflect
true.
While you're watching the movie.
Yeah. It depends on conditions.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that everyone can, but there can be conditions for right understanding at any time.
Sometimes you're talking about nonsense and all of a sudden you realize you're talking nonsense, you just kind of step back and say, that's nonsense. Everybody looks at you like, okay, why did you stop? I said, it's just a waste of time. And so it's like, they look at you like, okay, she's
a bit crazy.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
I think that it depends on conditions and accumulations. To me, I'm no different at all. Just like me, the same me, anytime, that's all. And it depends on right understanding and awareness, naturally. I don't think about how much I change, because I haven't changed like that at all. I still watch TV and have friends and relatives and everything. But I have no time to think about how much I've changed, because that's not my interest.
Right.
But whenever there is awareness, it's there. And then no matter whatever will come, because we can see another is better.
Yes, but I was saying that I still do everything the same. I'm a person who likes to joke a lot and entertain.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me to parties just because I entertain well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like part of what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And then now my friends say, she was so fun, now she's getting to be more quiet.
I understand that, because you might have accumulation like this,
yes,
and mine is like this. So it seems the same, no change.
I see.
But since you have like this, and now you change,
yes,
so you can see the difference.
I can see if one's accumulations were a little bit extreme in one direction, that then when you come to have more interest in the Dhamma, they become less extreme.
Right.
But I don't think it calls for us to change our personality.
No. Right.
You can indulge in social chit-chat and that sort of thing without it being frivolous speech. Because if one understands the difference between kusala and akusala, frivolous speech and wholesome speech, then one is still light-hearted and chatty.
Right. Understand.
And all this shows different accumulation.
Mm. Everyone is different.
It's not good, I don't think. It's
but I think we also, we spend a lot of time thinking about our accumulations and being less extroverted or being more this or that or whatever, but I think it just shows how much attachment there is to oneself, mm-hmm, that one finds it so important what one's character or what one's accumulation is and whether it's changing or not.
Exactly. It's just the way it is. With me, it just seems so dramatic.
And they are just different accumulations. It's not Lisa, Sarah,
right,
or Jansajin. They're just different dharmas arising and passing away. And the ones that have gone, the accumulations of yesterday and last year and 5 years ago, completely gone. Mm-hmm.
Ajahn, what about habits? Seeing we're discussing this, habits we have that we know are bad habits.
Not we now, because we know that they are dharma. Before that, it's ours.
Yes.
Back to the ayatanas. This is some correspondence I'm having with Venerable Bodhi. And in his notes on the Abhidhammata Sangaha, he refers to the doors and objects of consciousness. And he gives this quote from the Visuddhimagga. I mean, people tend to think of the commentaries as seeing the ayatanas in a different way from the way the suttas see them. And they think that the commentaries see them as an all-inclusive scheme like the khandhas, but of course the ayatanas are not just a listing of all dharmas like the khandhas, because it is the meeting aspect that has to be stressed. Anyway, he quotes from the Visuddhimagga, "It is for the sake of defining door come object for the arising of the six consciousness groups." And here they are stated as 12, since this is how they are classed when so defined. This is Visuddhimagga 482-83. "For the sake of defining door come object for the arising of the six consciousness groups." I don't think all these translations can be wrong. So when it says "for the sake of defining door come object for the arising of the six consciousness groups," you think the translation must be wrong?
No, because you see that the sense base, the eye base, can be also dark, yeah. But now we are talking about kind of thing.
Yes.
It does mean that at that time, the Vasanta Rupa is not dark, yeah.
It is.
But we are talking about.
So when it says, "It is for the sake of defining door come object for the arising of six consciousness groups," that's correct.
It's not the moment where one is fast asleep and the Kupa Sata is not
Amitana,
because
right, there is no seeing. Right. And here they state it as 12, since this is how they are classed when so defined. "For only the eye base is the door of arising, and only the visible database is the object for the consciousness group comprised in a cognitive series containing eye consciousness. But only one part of the mind base, in other words, the life continuum mind, the bhavanga, is the door of arising. And only the mental object base, not common to all, is the object of the six consciousness groups. So they are called 12 because they define door come object for the arising of the six consciousness groups." So they're called 12 because they define door come object.
They cannot be just the eye base without seeing in order to be anything. So there are six inner and six outer anything.
To say they define door come object, Can you understand?
The moment of hearing, the eye-base is not anything. At the moment of hearing, the eye-base is not anything, but the ear-base is the anything.
Yes, meaning. So here you think it's just referring to the sense doors only, not to the mind door?
Anytime, even while one is fast asleep, there must be anything, because there is not only citta, there is also jetasikas.
So here when it says door come object, you mean there must be mind or process, and there must be object of citta in order for the ayatanas to arise. But here they're not referring to the ayatanas as the door
this
come
object.
This is
a better way to talk about one moment of citta, what ayatanas there, in order to see the ayatanas better and clearer. No one can arrange that, no one can condition that.
Okay, I think I'm beginning to see that. I'm just not quite sure why they're saying that there can't be seeing consciousness or any mind or consciousness without an object. So there can't be ayatanas if there isn't citta and its object.
There must be ayatana as long as there must be citta, jetasika, an object at that very moment.
This is what he concludes from this kind of passage. The sutta standpoint takes them as doors and objects for the arising of the six types of consciousness. The Abhidhamma standpoint takes them as an all-inclusive scheme comparable to the five aggregates.
So it depends on what we are talking about, the khanda, the anjatana, abhidhamma, or the aramana, or the dvara. Even it's there, it depends on what we are talking about.
I'm just not quite sure what the significance of the distinction he's trying to make is.
This is one of the main reasons why people doubt the Abhidhamma and the commentaries, because they say that the way that the Abhidhamma and the commentaries talk about the ayatanas is different from the way the suttas do. So one has to go back to the suttas to show that there's no distinction. They think that the meaning is different.
What is the difference?
Well, what they say is that the suttas take a very straightforward approach and are just looking at sense bases and objects and mind base and objects.
Is that under the ayatana subject?
For example, last time we looked at several suttas in Samyutta Nikaya under salayatana.
Yeah.
And
no mentioning about objects. Only ayatana.
Ayatanas. This is how I understand it.
When we read about the Jakubasata as Jakubasata itself, we do not talk about ayatana or anything at all. Just talk about Jakubasata. But when we talk about ayatana, it's that Jakubasata, that one which has a reason and is there, not the other one. So there is some meaning about ayatana, not just Jakubasata.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why do we talk about ayatana? See, we may see.
What's the point of it? In Paticca Samuppada, it talks about nama rupa conditioning the salayatana. So here we're talking about the vipaka chetasikas that accompany the patisandhi citta and the karma produced rupas that condition the ayatanas. Is it referring to all the ayatanas in this context?
In general. So
in general.
We can talk about ayatana, but we can pinpoint which one.
No. Okay. So in the context of Paticca Samuppada, it's referring to all ayatanas.
Whenever they are ayatana.
Anytime during life, conditioned because of patisandhi citta and its accompanying chetasikas and the karma-produced rupas dependent on those, all other ayatanas are conditioned, including those ones already mentioned. And then why would it say the ayatanas are then the condition for contact, for feeling, etc.? Because they are also included in the ayatanas.
It's there.
Yes.
Prasa is also there. When the Jakubasata rupa is ayatana, there must be citta jetasika.
Yes.
Otherwise the Jakubasata is not ayatana.
No.
In general.
My question is, why would one say the ayatanas are the condition for pasa when pasa is already included in the ayatanas?
With ayatanas, can there be pasa of that object?
Okay. Well, pasa is already in dhammayatana.
So it's there.
It's there already.
Moment of contact, the visible object. Yeah. not as a moment, but at every moment.
So it's just saying when all the ayatanas arise together and meet, there is contact, there is pasanta. One could say there is all those.
Yeah, it's just giving emphasis.
I think there's more misunderstanding about ayatanas and what I read in various texts and translations and
the understanding of the development of Satipatthana, I think, that there is the self who do not understand reality, so they think that there must be something that should be done or understood differently from realities right now.
Yes. Also, people seem to almost be looking for opportunities to show that Abhidhamma is different from Sutra and therefore must be later or not the word of the Buddha, this sort of thing.
So what about realities? Are they different? Not at all.
Right.
No matter yesterday or tomorrow or today.
Yeah.
We also read in that text talking about the Charita about different types. Those who consider more about rupas find it more useful to study ayatanas, and those who study namas more find it more useful to consider khandhas, but it's quite meaningless to me.
Because who knows? See? Yes. Who knows one's own charita? So it's useless trying to choose.
Yes. Or oh, I'm more of a nama person, or I'm more of a rupa person. Usually it just means that namas and rupas haven't been understood, I think.
And I think that the last chapter of Leti Pakon. Yes. There are so many complex charita.
That's right.
So we are like that.
Yes.
So you just think about such and such object.
Yes. You mean the complexity of the charita? Yes.
Right now, the complexity of everything in a moment.
Yes.
No need to select any object, particular object.
The self is selecting.
The fun charita completely gone.
The right attitude of studying the teachings is to have less clinging to attachment and the desire for result. But people miss this point, so they read and they want more and more. So what's the use of studying?
They want to change.
Yeah, to select and to be I all the time, to have such and such knowledge. So it's opposite of the meaning of the teachings.